المكتفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, over the past 2 or 3 weeks we have been discussing this poetry of Hazrat Khwaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Ali, which in reality is a zikr. We have done a few of the couplets and inshallah we'll discuss the last one tonight. But just to recap it, Hazrat Khwaja Sahib says, Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de, teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib hai che hai sab mere irade. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his decision is supreme. If only we understand this one thing, that Allah ta'ala is hakim and he is hakim. I've mentioned this before also in some majlis, that if we only learn this one lesson, that Allah is hakim and he is hakim. He doesn't say, do this, jannat, don't do this, jahannam. You don't do this, jahannam. Everything you don't do, jahannam. He doesn't just give a warning, like how the governments of the time, they pass legislation and then there is a warning. If you don't comply, then prison. If you don't comply, then so many 100,000 rand or 1,000 rand fine. But they don't give you the wisdom, or they do not put it across like a father would put it across to his beloved son, that why is he stopping him from bad company, etc. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he gives nasihats, or he gives advices. Allah ta'ala's ahkam, there is with hikmat, there's great wisdom. So Allah ta'ala is hakim and hakim. Therefore you will find in the Quran Sharif, with the ayats of Jahannam, there will be so much of ayats of Jannat. In fact, those who have done some research, they have said exactly the number of ayat that we have of Akhirat, the same amount we have of Dunya. The amount of Jannat, the same amount of Jahannam, to balance it. So Allah Ta'ala is Hakim and Hakim, that in all his laws there's great wisdom. Whatever Allah Ta'ala decides, there is great wisdom. Our intelligence is too limited to understand the wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. How can our intelligence understand Allah Ta'ala's wisdom? He is the one who has blessed us with intelligence, with wisdom. And it is not even a fraction of that which Allah Ta'ala possesses. Just like the waters of the ocean, still there is some comparison. You say one drop, if you take out from there, in comparison with the rest of the water of the ocean, it's nothing, but still one drop. But here there's nothing, there's no comparison. Allah Ta'ala is unlimited. Therefore the mashayikh have also mentioned one very beautiful thing. They say that, and normally we are also in that habit of saying, that there is no shortage in Allah Ta'ala's treasures. We always say, there is no shortage in Allah Ta'ala's treasures. And there's nothing wrong with saying that. But those who have got greater ma'rifat, then they say, no, don't even say that there's no shortage. Say that there is no limit to Allah Ta'ala's treasures. Technical difference there is in saying that there is no limit to Allah Ta'ala's treasures, and the other one when you say that there is no shortage. That means if you Allah Ta'ala gives, then some shortage comes. It's not like that. There's no limit. Allah Ta'ala goes on giving and giving and giving. There's no limit to it. So therefore he says that Allah Ta'ala's, his decision is supreme. Whatever tawfiq I have been given of namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, ibadat, charities, akhlaq, all that is with the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If he on account of my sins snatches it away, then finish. The person can come right down, as they say sometimes, from hero to zero. And it is a very dangerous thing. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, make that dua, Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawwul afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. Because if a ni'mat is snatched away suddenly, then that person is in bewilderment. He does not know what to do. That is the reason why I say that our children, we must encourage them to eat everything. Whatever they get, they must be able to eat. Simple food also they must eat, and good food also, if Allah Ta'ala provides, they must eat. Sometimes simple clothes, sometimes expensive clothes. Sometimes simple shoe, sometimes expensive shoe. They must not be given the habit of only living a life of a certain standard. Because then if something hits and the ni'mats are snatched away, then it's very difficult to make adjustments. But if that person is used to everything, sometimes he jumps into a van, sometimes he jumps into a truck, and sometimes he sits in a Mercedes Benz, then it doesn't mean anything to him. Then it doesn't mean anything to him. He can make adjustments. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who gives us tawfiq. So he says, if Allah, you had not given me tawfiq, what could I have done? Bahut dino mein reh chuka nikamma bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. We have discussed all this at length, but what can I do when it comes again? Oh Allah, far too long I have remained a worthless person, useless person. Now make me somebody worthy, somebody useful. Main kab se hoon mehve khab e ghaflat, bas ab jaga de. Far too long I have been asleep, too much of sleep. Ghaflat, khab e ghaflat, sleep of indifference, unconcerned that the plane is going to take off. The person is sitting in the lounge there, and because it's a very comfortable sofa that he is sitting on, and it is air conditioned, and it's very hot outside, Karachi or some other Middle Eastern country where it's 50 degrees of, he says, what am I going to go outside now? I've got to walk on the tarmac and it's very hot, so they're very comfortable here. So khabe ghaflat, he sleeps away. So the plane is going to take off. So he says, get me up, O Allah, now get me up. Because the days are going. Days are going so fast, so fast. Before we know what's happening, life is gone. Ramadan just went, and just now you will see Ramadan again. So it's too fast. So he says, get me up. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hai, payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Everyone has boarded. Everyone is flying high. I am like that speck of dust on the ground still. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Oh Allah, everybody is like a flower in your garden. We must always consider others to be superior than us. We can always consider ourselves to have a little more knowledge than the other person, but not afzal, not better than, not superior than the other, because we do not know of our khatima, our death, in what condition our death will come. The Ahlullah, this is what they had, the fear that in what condition the death will come. Because shaitan does not leave a person until his dying day. Until the last breath, he is making an effort to mislead him. He does not give him a chance until his last breath. Therefore, they are very much concerned that they must, how can we think of ourselves as being superior to anyone when we do not know in what condition our death will come. ND 83480, somebody wants to come out, remove your car. So this is the reason why they were always worried and concerned. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah's incident I mentioned quite a few times, but it's a very, very important lesson that we can take from there. That he says that I am like, when they praised him and they said, you are this and you are that, he said, I am like that person who is on a ship which is in mid-ocean and the boat is being lashed by storm. Now the passengers, can they be content? Can they be happy? Can they be enjoying satisfaction that we are being lashed by the storms? The passengers will only feel safe when they have reached the shore. So he says, until I have not reached the shore, that means I haven't left this world with iman, he says, I cannot feel satisfied. Now people of that greatness, they are thinking that of themselves. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. Oh Allah, give me also some concern of the akhirat. The concern of this dunya, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the nasara, the yahood, they've got far more than us. What shortage of concern is there? Do they have so much? Big, big buildings, big, big businesses, big, big properties, big, big transactions and deals. They only talk in billions and millions. So there's nothing wrong if a Muslim also is blessed with great amount of wealth and property, and it has come in a halal way and is fulfilling the rights of that wealth, then there's nothing wrong with it. But day and night, just one concern, that is how to accumulate, how to increase our material wealth, whereas the spiritual wealth is suffering at the cost of the spiritual wealth. It's like a person giving away pearls and diamonds and rubies and precious stones in exchange for pebbles. So we won't say that person is intelligent. Rizq is not dependent on aqal. Allah Ta'ala does not give rizq on aqal. In my Friday bayan, I mentioned that you go to Bombay and see, there are so many of them, they are millionaires, but they can't even sign. Walna Sayyan, they can't even put signature. They'll put a thumbprint. The secretary tells them this is what happened, but they can calculate. They're too good in calculation. They don't make a mistake. Somehow they calculate. They didn't even go through formal school learning mathematics and arithmetic, nothing of that nature. But they just move their fingers and they've gone into millions and trillions too. But they don't even know how to sign. So it is not on intelligence. Sometimes a person dies, his child is only 1 year of age. Now the person has left behind a fortune. Say one of the Arab sheikhs, he dies and he's got millions. Now the child is only 1 year old and he's already inherited millions or sometimes billions, but the child does not even know about it. When he comes of age, he says, your father left all this. Now which intelligence did that child use to get that millions? Nothing. So that is muqaddar. Rozi is muqaddar. Person just has to make a little effort and Allah will provide it. So he says, give me some fikr of akhirat. Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool hai kaar mein hoon. All my life I have remained bekar, useless. Now get me occupied, O Allah, in your remembrance. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. O Allah, you know very well how dirty and filthy my heart is. What is the condition of my heart, O Allah? Nobody knows better than you. You know very well what is the condition of my heart. It is Allah Ta'ala's ihsan and fazl that He has put a screen over our hearts. From the eyes of the people, He has put a screen. Otherwise people, they write to me, they say, we are sitting in the masjid. Sometimes we are in namaz. We are going into ruku and sajda. But those films which they had seen, porn movies and filthy pictures, he says, they are coming in our mind all the time. So now just what would have been our condition if the person next to us could see through that this is what is coming on the screen. So it is Allah Ta'ala's ihsan and fazal. He says, Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Guna mein aluda ho raha hai ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. In sin I am immersed, every hair of mine. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera. Oh Allah, these are the last days of my life. And I explained that every person should consider the last namaz as every namaz as the last namaz of his life. Who knows whether he is going to get the opportunity to make the fajr namaz again? Nobody knows. So the namaz should be considered to be the last namaz. The day should be considered to be the last day. The minute should be considered to be the last minute. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, when I make salam on this side, I don't even know whether I will be able to make salam on that side. Wow. That's the kind of istihzar they had of maut. And we are quite happy. If we're sitting in the cinema, theater, watching movies, indulging in adultery, fornication, any kind of haram, then Israel alayhi salatu wasalam has given us in writing, don't worry, you still have another 1 hour, 1 year, 10 years to go, so you can complete your evil action, and thereafter I will take your soul. Nauzubillah. Teri muhabbat mein ab jiyu mein isi mein ho intiqal mera. Oh Allah, what is the purpose of living in this world without your muhabbat in my heart? Without the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my heart, what is life? There is no life without that. We haven't had a taste and an enjoyment of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If that only comes into our hearts, then we want to get away somewhere quiet where there's nobody and just Allah and us. That will be our desire. But because we are human beings and Allah Ta'ala has placed upon us responsibilities, obligations, duties, Therefore, we live in society. We live with the people. We talk, we laugh, we joke, we eat, we drink, we marry, we bring up our children, we educate them. We do everything that a normal human being does. But our hearts remain attached to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Madzub Rahmatullah Alayhi, the same person who has written this zikr, he was a great Sufi, great wali of Allah, and yet he was a deputy collector at one time in the British government. And when he changed his life, then this was his condition. So once he said, Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Mujaddid-e-Millat Hazrat Ashraf Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahab Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, if I had 1,000,000 rupees, I would have given you on this share. Now what was in it that he says, even 1,000,000 I would have given it to you. And he kept on repeating, because their hearts were like that. What he meant is that he says, now every desire has left my heart. Because there are different desires at different stages of our lives. A desire comes suddenly of good clothes at certain age, desire of playing with toys and games and all kinds of things at certain age. Then a desire comes to comb the hair properly and wash up in three-piece suits and time to shine clothes and all kinds of things. Then the desire to get new cars, brand new cars and different models and good homes and luxuries. Everything, different desires come in the heart. Then comes a time when the person says that now all my desires are fulfilled, nothing left now. So these Ahlullah, of course, they don't go through all those kind of desires that we have, because they suppress the evil desires all the time. But he's saying that now there is nothing left in my heart, O Allah. My heart has been made completely empty. It's like you clean the house out. There's nothing in that home. You say, O Allah, my heart has now been clean. There's nothing, no desire left now of anything. The only desire is that you come into my heart. So he says, Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gaya. I've emptied my heart of everything. Pride, arrogance, jealousy, envy, malice, greed. All, everything is out. O Allah, now come into my heart. So his condition was that, therefore he said, I would have given you millions.
Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho, meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho, meri talab ho.
O Allah, with your generosity and kindness, how can I lose hope? How can there be despair of your mercy? There is no such thing as despair in the life of a Muslim. Even if he's gone far away from deen and sharia, then too there's no such thing as despairing of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There are so many people who thought that they would never ever be able to give up certain sins of their lives. And today they are the walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no such thing as losing hope, but there has to be some koshish, some effort. So therefore he says, Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Oh my Rabb, oh my Allah, I know that you are so generous, so kind, so forgiving, so merciful, so compassionate, that there is none like you in all these attributes. There is none like you. Yours is unlimited. Therefore, I have got great hope in your mercy, in your generosity, in your kindness, in your forgiveness. Teri madad ho, meri ho koshish. Oh Allah, I need your help. I have tried myself many a times, but I fail. So I have got no trust in my own strength and my own courage, nothing. In my own intelligence, I have got no faith and no trust. But oh Allah, if you help me, then there is nobody to stop you. Teri madad ho, meri ho koshish. Your help, a little effort from my side. Teri kashish ho, meri talab ho. I desire you, and there is a pull from your side. That magnetic pull from your side, that you are pulling me towards you, and in my heart also there's a desire to get to you. So Allah, if that becomes my condition, then I will become yours, you will become mine. And then when you become mine, then the kingdoms are mine. Then in my heart there's going to be satisfaction, contentment, peace, tranquility, serenity. Whatever conditions outside, but inside it is not going to be affected. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi she nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. We will stop there, inshallah. The last part of this we will continue with the next week.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہے سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہے پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہے پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا, تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا, گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا, یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا, یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا, تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا, ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ, جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ, کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو, کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو, تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو, بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو, بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو, رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو, ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ, جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللہ اللہ, کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے, اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے, اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے, اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ illallah, 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 illallah.
اے خدا ای بندہ را رسوا مکن گربدم من سر من پیدا مکن اے خدا ای بندہ را رسوا مکن گربدم من سر من پیدا مکن حضرت حاجی امداد اللہ رحمت اللہ علیہ ہول نائٹ ان دا حرم شریف نیر دا بیت اللہ Whole night he just read this one couplet. Oh Allah, oh Allah, ibandara ruswamakun. Don't embarrass, don't cause any humiliation, disgrace, embarrassment to come upon this servant of yours. In this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat, in front of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Hashar, in front of all the ummatis of the other Nabis, oh Allah, don't bring about any embarrassment and shame. I know that I am a sinful one. Garbadam man sirre man paidamakun. Oh Allah, I know that I have many sins. But don't expose those sins of mine. Conceal them. Eh khuda e bandara ruswamakun. Garbadam man sirre man paidamakun. Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے میرے پیارے خدا ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us.
Amen.
Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, forgive our brothers and sisters, forgive our wives and children, forgive the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we acknowledge that we are very sinful servants of yours. Ya Allah, we are confessing. Oh Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. اے اللہ ہم اقرار کر رہے ہیں اپنے جرائم کا اقرار کر رہے ہیں اور تیرے سامنے اقرار کر رہے ہیں اے اللہ مخلوق کے سامنے ہم تفصیلات بیان نہیں کر رہے ہیں یا اللہ we are confessing but oh Allah we are confessing before you oh my beloved Allah because you are compassionate you are kind you are forgiving you dearly love the forgiveness of sins of the sinners when they turn towards you ya Allah you love those people who turn towards you and seek forgiveness ya Allah we know that we make tawbah and break our tawbah but oh my beloved Allah how can we despair of your mercy Ya Allah, we have no intention of returning to those sins again. We are pledging that we will not return. Oh Allah, assist us and help us in not returning to those sins. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you. Oh Allah, attach us so firmly and so strongly with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Ey mere pyare khuda, ey mere raheem kareem Allah, hum گنہگار ہے سیاکار ہے بدکار ہے ناپاک ہے اے اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو ہم نے ناپاک کر دیا ہے اے اللہ ناپاک دلوں کے اندر تیری ذات پاک کی تجلی نہیں ہوا کرتی او اللہ you do not cast your تجلی in dirty filthy hearts او اللہ our hearts have become filthy and dirty with arrogance with pride with jealousy with malice with greed with evil desires and passions but oh my Allah Who else is there that can purify our hearts besides you? Ya Allah, there is no one besides you. Ya Allah, tere siwa koi hai hi nahi. Oh, by Allah, if you could change those who were kuffar and mushrikeen, Yahud and Nasara and Munafiqeen, into radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. They became the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they became pleasing to you, and you were pleased with them. Oh, my beloved Allah, then what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the condition. Ya Allah, put us on the road that leads to Jannat. Ya Allah, put us on the road that leads to Jannat. Ya Allah, put us on the road that leads to you. Ya Allah, put us on the road that leads to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us from adultery and fornication. Protect us from pride and arrogance. Ya Allah, protect our hearts from jealousy, from malice, from greed, from evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, give us the hearts that you give to your awliya-i-siddiqeen. Ey mere pyare khuda, ey mere rahim kareem Allah, hame wo dil ata farma jo tu tere awliya ko ata karta hai. Ya Allah, teri quwwat-e-jazb se ata farma. Ya Allah, we do not have the himmat and the courage to do those deeds and actions of the awliya. But oh Allah, you have the power of jazb. Ya Allah, if you can have magnetic effect which draws metal towards magnet, Ya Allah, then what is it difficult for you to draw us towards you? Ay Allah, hamare dilo ko teri taraf jazb farma le. Ay Allah, har mushkil ko khatam farma de. Ya Allah, remove all the obstacles and the barriers in our path to reaching you. Ya Allah, once we get your love in our hearts, then our lives will become peaceful and comfortable on this earth. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our sisters at the madrasa. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of the ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Ya Allah, the sahaba-i-kiram used to do ibadat. They used to make zikr and tilawat. They used to engage in mustahabbat. Oh Allah, they used to engage in nawafil. And after doing all the optional ibadat, they used to still cry that they haven't been able to do justice to their ibadat. Oh Allah, they used to cry over their ibadat, and today we laugh over our haram. Hey Allah, we advertise our haram, we propagate our haram. Oh Allah, we publish our haram. Hey Allah, we have got no shame and no modesty left. Hey Allah, hamari haya khatam ho gayi, hamare gunahon ko hum akhbaron mein shaya karte hain. Ya Allah, we advertise our sins in the newspapers of the world. Hey mere Allah, wo ibadat par rote the aur hum gunahon par haste hain. Hey Allah, hum kitne dur ho gaye. Ya Allah, where is our iman when we express joy and satisfaction over sins? Hey Allah, gunahon ke upar agar rona hame na aaye, hey Allah, gunahon ke upar nadamat na ho, aur gunahon ke upar, hey Allah, agar hansi aaye to phir iman kahan raha? Ya Allah, where is the iman when we begin to laugh and joke about our sins? Hey mere Allah, hame hidayat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, give us hidayat. Ya Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of iman. Light up our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Light up our hearts with the noor of zikr. Light up our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Oh, my beloved Allah, come into our hearts. Ey mere Allah, hamare dilon ko nurani bana de. Ey Allah, hamare dilon ko nurani bana de. Remove the darkness from our hearts. Ya Allah, remove the darkness of ignorance from our hearts. Remove the darkness of sins from our hearts. Ya Allah, committing sin upon sin, our hearts have become pitch black. Oh Allah, our hearts have become like that black overall. Oh Allah, where dots of ink cannot be seen anymore. Ey mere pyare khuda, hamare dil siyah ho chuke hai, lekin tere liye koi mushkil nahi hai isko sufed kar dena. Ey Allah, remove all the sins from our hearts. Ey Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless our children with long life. Bless our parents, our family members and the ummat with long life. But oh Allah, let the long life be with good health. Oh Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Oh Allah, spiritual health and physical health. We are sick and ailing, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, we are sick and ailing. Give us cure from all our ailments, our spiritual ailments and our physical ailments. Our brothers and sisters, our mashayikh, whoever is ill, our parents who are sick. Oh my beloved Allah, whoever is sick and ill, give them cure from all their ailments. Allah, bless us with peace and prosperity. Bless us with happiness and satisfaction. Oh Allah, in these times of fitna, protect our iman. Oh Allah, protect our iman. Oh Allah, it is difficult to even protect our iman. Fitnas are lashing at us from all sides. Oh Allah, we are being lashed by fitnas from our right and our left, from in front of us and behind us, from above us and beneath us. Oh Allah, we are engulfed by fitnas, but nothing but fitnas. Ay Allah, hamari college mein fitna, hamari dukano mein fitna, hamare makano mein fitna. Ay Allah, everywhere there is nothing but fitna. But oh Allah, if you protect us from those fitnas, there is nobody that can trap us. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from all the fitnas. Ya Allah, give us such enjoyment in zikr, in tilawat, in ibadat, in fulfillment of the rights of the parents, of the children, of the wives, and of your creation, that oh Allah, we find happiness in all these type of activities. Ya Allah, and put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, gunahon ki nafrat hamare quloob mein dal de. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum tera khana khate hai, tera diya hua pani peete hai. Ey Allah, the clothes provided by you we wear, the transport given by you we make use of. Ya Allah, every ne'mat that you have given to us we make use of. And oh Allah, we disobey you when the strength and energy has come into our bodies. Ey Allah, hum kitne dabak haram hai, hum kitne nafarman hai, lekin mere khuda, tu to rahim hai, tu maaf karne wala khuda hai, tu raham karne wala khuda hai. Ab to teri rahmat ke darwaze khol de, ab to teri maghfirat ke darwaze khol de. Oh Allah, how long are we going to live on this earth? Oh Allah, how long are we going to live on this earth, staying away from you, distancing ourselves from you? We have to return to you one day. There is no way that we're going to remain forever. Ya Allah, with what face are we going to face you on the day of judgment? Ya Allah, hum kis muh se tere saamne khade honge? How are we going to seek from Rasool-e Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the jam of Kawthar? Ya Allah, when we did not do anything that was there to please him. Ya Allah, we did not practice on the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, we laughed and mocked and teased as the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ey mere Allah, hame maaf farma de. Rabiul Awwal ka mahina hai. Nabi Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki sachi muhabbat hame naseeb farma de. Bless us with true love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to light up our hearts. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to light up our hearts with the noor of iman. Ey mere Allah, bless us all with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with contentment, with satisfaction, with plenty of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, provide for us from sources unknown to us, the least expected sources. Ya Allah, provide for us halal risk and sustenance. Why should we go towards haram when there is no shortage in your treasures? There is no limit to your treasures. Ya Allah, you provide for the fish of the sea. You provide for the animals in the jungles. You provide for the millions and billions of creatures and insects. What is it difficult for you to provide for us? Oh, my beloved Allah, why should we not have faith and trust and tawakkul in you? Ay Allah, humare dilo ko sabar ata farma, shukar ata farma, tawakkul naseeb farma, zuhd ata farma. Ay Allah, rozana janaze ja rahe hai. Ya Allah, every day janazas are leaving. Ya Allah, some are dying violent deaths. Ya Allah, some beneath the cars in accidents. Ya Allah, some are shot and killed. Ya Allah, different people are dying in different ways. We do not know in what condition our death will come. Oh, my beloved Allah, suddenly people are leaving this world. Oh Allah, suddenly their lives are taken away. Young children are dying. Oh my Allah, elderly people are dying. Middle-aged people are dying. Oh my beloved Allah, we do not know when our death will come, where it will come, and how it will come. We do not know where the angel of death is going to extract the soul from our bodies. How can we be then indulging in adultery and fornication? How can we be in adultery and fornication? How can we be reading filthy magazines? How can we be watching filthy programs when we do not know when our death will come? Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in a dancing hall or a cinema or theater or a gambling den. Ey Allah, hame barkat wali maut ata farma, hamara khatima iman ke upar farma, hamara khatima iman ke upar farma. Ya Allah, before the time of our death comes. Ya Allah, hamein ghusle mayyit diya jaye usse pehle pehle ghusle toba ki taufeeq ata farma. Give us the taufeeq to make sincere toba before our death. Ya Allah, before the kafan is put over our bodies, before the garment of kafan is given to us, Ya Allah, let us cover our hearts with the garment of taqwa. Ay Allah, ghusle mayyit se pehle ghusle toba ki taufeeq ata farma, aur ay Allah, libase kafan se pehle pehle libase taqwa ki taufeeq ata farma. Ay Allah, is dunya se jo chale gaye unki maghfirat farma. Those who have passed away, our parents, brothers and sisters, children, whoever has passed away, Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give them the best of Akhirat. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of Akhirat. Hame dunya bhi de aur Akhirat bhi de. Hame deen bhi de aur dunya bhi de. Ay Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the duas of goodness that he made for us. Bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, including the fitna of Dajjal. Oh Allah, protect each and every one of us. Protect our parents, our wives and children, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, deen ke kaam jitni line se ho rahe usko qubool farma. Tabligh ki mehnat qubool farma. Madaris masajid ki mehnat qubool farma. Khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Ay Allah, hum sab ko teri zaat ke saath jod de. Sacha taluk naseeb farma. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, provide for them from unlimited treasures of yours and make it easy for them to pay off their debts. Oh Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them good health. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. And those whom you have blessed with children, oh Allah, put the love of parents into their hearts. Ya Allah, put the love of parents into their hearts. Ya Allah, let them fulfill the rights of the parents and put the love of the children into the hearts of the parents so that they give them proper education and upbringing. Ay mere pyare khuda, sab ko jod de. Oh Allah, there's so much of quarrels, arguments, fights, division. Oh Allah, the whole ummah is divided. Families are divided. Oh Allah, even two brothers cannot live happily anymore. Ay mere Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he is informed of this condition of his ummah, he who sacrificed so much, he who stood whole night in prayer until his feet swelled, he whose blood oozed so much that his shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood, ay Allah, in Taif he was stoned, in Uhud he was stoned, intestines of animals were placed on his back when he went in sajda in the haram. Ay Allah, that Nabi who teared so much that his beard became wet with his tears on so much occasions. Ay Allah, even his ihram became wet on the occasion of Arafat. Ay Allah, when he is informed that this is the condition of that ummah for whom you shed so much of blood and tears. Ya Allah, how much of injury and pain we are causing to him. Ay Allah, unite the entire ummah. Unite the brothers and sisters. Unite the parents and children. Unite the entire families. Unite the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, accept our du'as with the wasila of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.